children are seniors.
I know, yeah. My youngest is turning 41 this Monday. So I guess we're just about all here. How we get started? Well, before we start, why don't we have a word of prayer? That's how we should always start. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day and the things that we've learned, and I think we feel gutted and just so full of the things that, the ideas and also the wonderful lunch that we had. Thank you, Lord, for all of this. And I ask your blessing upon this time that we're going to learn some songs and just learn the value of hiding God's word in our hearts and helping the kids to hide God's word in their hearts. So would you bless our time together now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So did you all get a handout? I have those at the door. Yes.
Who doesn't have one?
I'm kind of going, I'm going to go through it, but also on the last page, I think it sounds maybe, but I think on the last page, I can't remember what Anna's doing. But there's a resource page. I don't know what page it is. Mine's not in that order.
Oh.
But it's a resource page, and it'll show you different links where you can listen to music and see demonstrations.
Second to the last.
Second to the last. Okay, thank you.
In the middle.
Yeah, and that's where you need to go to check out some music, because there's different, I don't want to say companies, but ministries that I get music from. And one of them is called Jumpstart 3, and his website is there. And he's got a neat teaching video. I kind of introduce it here at the top, I think. I probably did. In the blue, his comment, teach them who God is and hide the truth of God's word in their hearts. God doesn't need you to be awesome. He needs you to pursue him. And it's from a conversation that he has on his on YouTube between Jeff McCullough and Susie Williams. Jeff McCullough is a musicianary, and this is what he does. He does music. He used to work for Disney,
I'd like to hear him.
Years ago, and there's some kind of bad rap music he wrote way back, and then he got saved and then wanted to give his talents to the glory of God. So his thing is to write scripture songs to upbeat, you know, melodies. And he does sign language. That's where I get my signing, you know, ideas from, which involves the kids a little bit more than just singing songs and looking at a worksheet. Yeah, it just doesn't cut it.
Memorize it faster.
Yeah. And the more you repeat things, the more they catch it on. So the first part is get the most out of your class by starting it right. They're coming in from their classroom, from their world, and who knows what's been going on, you know, in their hearts, with their classmates, in their home. And I often, like for our Good News Club that I do, that's a big group that we have with about 30 kids come every week. But that's about half that are enrolled. We have 70 enrolled.
Wow. But we used to have up to 80 kids.
Yeah.
80 kids every week.
And I got roped into that because the school kept, a teacher at the school kept calling me and, you know, wanting our church to get involved because it's a school near our church. But we couldn't do release time, which is an after school. Well, we do it after school. It's during school, but we do it after school because of our district rules. And we couldn't, the streets are too narrow, and there's no parking. There's no place to put a vehicle. So it's like, this may be a God thing. And I think I've been doing it now for 6, 7, 8 years. Can't even count. It's been a while, and it's always been a big group. But I found that the kids participate when you connect with them, but especially, you know, with our songs. But I'll have music on when they come into class. So so nice soothing Christian music, and sometimes we'll have them just do this little thing, you know, it's like a verse riddle that they have to figure out, or we'll have them write prayer requests, or we'll work with them on their verses. But with the music going, you know, it just, it kind of quiet down. Mm-hmm. And one time a kid said, I heard that song at my church. You know, it was really neat. And some kids have never heard the songs before. They've never heard God's songs before in their homes. And they don't go to church.
And did you know that public schools don't have time to have music?
Really? So they don't even have music in the classroom? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That's sad.
Especially by fourth and fifth grade. So when they get to you and you get to sing, oh, that's special.
Yeah. And you don't have to have a singing voice, because we sing with our CD or our iPod. It's good to have the right equipment. You know, I have a Bluetooth, and I've got everything on my phone. So I always have to have my phone charged up with me and have enough room on my phone, too. But music is a key to memorizing scripture.
Okay.
I've learned so many scriptures by song. I remember the old Calvary little jingles that we did way back in the 70s, and those verses are in my heart because I've sung them, and you know, and I even have some sheet music now. I'm singing them again. It's so wonderful. But you can think of songs that you learned years back, or even advertisements that had a jingle with it, and you know, it comes up. You know, it kind of ignites your memory. I always like to use the example of this. I was at my uncle's senior center, and they were having an outdoor barbecue, and they brought in all these Alzheimer's patients, and they were all kind of walking in like this, and kind of shuffling in, and I thought, aww. But they put some Western music on, and they were out there, you know, line dancing. And,
wow.
And those people are shuffling.
This morning she said that the music is in a different part of the brain than the words.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But I think of that, and it's like music is so important in our lives. That's why we need to give place for worship in our church services. And I think in our Bible classes, too. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you're in a regular Bible class or release time, it's a program we do in the public schools during school time. But for some of us, we got kicked off of doing it in school time. Years ago, and we do it after school or at lunchtime. And then Good News Clubs are after school and they're on campus. So I'm working with them too when we can't bring a vehicle, which we're down to one vehicle that's running. You know? Yeah, we have one. One's out in Ontario right now at a shop.
At a shop in
yeah.
Ontario.
Because it needs a new engine. Yeah, so we're down to one, and you know, we just pray for it, but you know, it costs money to buy vehicles and to transform them into a mobile classroom.
And then to keep them running.
Yeah, keep them running, yeah. So, regardless of your situation, invest in some way to play music. I have this wonderful boombox here that was donated by one of our helpers in our Good News Club, and I can lift it. It's got wheels, it's got a handle.
That's nice.
So it's very nice, and it's got good sound, and we can plug in our microphone, and I can do this without wires and just have my my iPod. Yeah, so it's great.
Technology.
Yeah, great technology. Yeah. And then, let's see. Well, it's good to know a huge variety of Christian kids' songs. I'm always listening to kids' music. And what's new on Jumpstart 3, I'll get emails, and Jeff McCullough sent out an email of apology, because his songs are always straight scripture songs.
Yes.
And he wanted to develop one for the Ten Commandments. And he worked with Mary Rice Hopkins, and they put together a Ten Commandments song, which, you know, I'll play it, I'll try to teach it to you, but it goes very fast. I've already had to listen to it about 20 times to get down what I have, but the kids are loving it. They really like this song, and they can listen to it on YouTube, and they can buy it on iTunes, and it's just a great resource for them. So you can purchase songs on iTunes for 99 cents to $1.29, and it's a very valuable resource to have. So, page two. A few motions and sign language tips. Sign language and interpretive signing are helpful ways to get kids involved in songs. Keep it easy. You don't have to sign every single word. You don't have to spell words. If you don't know what to do, you can even do this or this. You know, just something or, yeah, just something to, they'll follow you. And like, as I mentioned last year, if you're singing a song and you push up your glasses, they're going to do the same thing. They're gonna do that motion. They follow everything that you do. So some of the basic signs, well, I put the alphabet on your sheet too, just to get the basic alphabet signs, because sometimes, like for holy, we'll use an H, or for honest, you know, we use an H. For name, well, I think that's H, and maybe it's separated a little. And then name, we use this for name, and, you know,
Jesus.
Righteous. Yeah, we use this for Jesus. There's Lord, King, and Christ, which are kind of like putting on a seatbelt with your right hand. You've got Lord with an L, left shoulder to your right hip. You got King, this is a K, so King, putting on like a seatbelt. Christ would be a C. So you just, you know, kind of practice those basic signs. But a lot of times you're using your right hand as the main, you know, moving hand, which I'm left-handed, but I still do it right-handed. Yeah. It's just hard for me when I'm watching them on the screen and they're doing it one way. It's like, okay, their right hand is left right now. Get a little crazy sometimes, but after you watch it a few times, Jumpstart 3 has, when you buy one of their song packages, it's all downloadable, and you get the hand motion demonstration. They'll go through each sign for the song in a slow way. They'll have another one with the whole song doing it the way the song goes. And then they'll have one with just lyrics that you can put up on a screen. They'll have one with lyrics and the person doing it, you know, on another one. And then you got the MP3 or 4 that comes with it too that you can download onto your phone.
You have this for something.
Holy Spirit. Yeah, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Are you doing
and
something
mother.
Special with your fingers?
No, I'm just holding them together.
Okay.
Yeah, just like you're holding something.
Something.
I don't know. I can't explain everything.
Just do it.
And sometimes you watch it after a while and it's like, oh, I'm doing that wrong. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, the kids are learning it. They're singing, and it's fine.
You just made up a new sign.
Yeah. And when in doubt, just make up a sign. Yeah. So worship is usually a double W, you know, for worship. When we're doing knowledge, you don't have to use a K. Sometimes you can just point to your brain. Knowledge and understanding. Maybe, you know, one hand is usually enough for that. let's see, praise would be this. And I tell the kids, you don't have to clap. Just do it quietly because we're doing sign language. And joy is like this. And singing is like this. So just different signs. Think would be that too, understanding. So I wrote those down for you. Oh, happy would be like joy. And then just knowing the basics for God, you know, hand starting from your head, going down with a flat hand. And Jesus, we usually do the nails in his hands, and then we did Lord King. Praise would be like joy. No, praise, that's right, praise. Lamb, I believe, is, it's probably L. Yeah, L. And it's like I don't know, you're shearing a lamb or something. Look it up closely. You know what I did earlier? I asked Siri things. Yeah. Somebody had asked me how do you do answers or answers, and I go, I don't know how to do answers. I'll get on my computer.
I
went on the Google thing, you know, or the Siri thing, and it's like answers because she wanted God, answers prayer.
Answers, that's what I do.
Yeah, so just answers like that. Yeah, it's like, well, that was simple. Yeah, you don't have to go to ASL.com. You can just, you know, Siri. And I'll do that during class, like Siri.
Google.
Give me a definition.
I am.
Very handy.
It's like acting out the song, Sally. Like even the little bitty ones can do it. Jesus
loves me.
This I know.
For the Bible
tells me so.
And they love it.
Yeah. They like to move. Yeah. You know, that's how you get their attention, get them involved.
And keep their hands off each other.
Thank you.
That's true. Yeah. So if you can't, I'm down at the E, knowing the basics. If you can't handle sign language or choreography, clap on the beat. You know, if anything, clap or snap, change it up a little, you know. Just do something for the kids to keep their hands to themselves and get involved in it. But practice a song before you go before your kids. Because sometimes I'm getting as old as I am, I tend to forget. I have these brain freezes. You know, sometimes it's like, what's the name of that song?
Oh, yeah, know? The tune at least.
Yeah, but the name of it.
I
use CEF songs too, some of them. And some they have a website called CEFCMI. And you can go on there and, I guess, register and be able to go on. And then they show you demonstrations to their songs, and you can buy their songs too. But sometimes they're, you know, it might be like John 1:12, but did I even find that one? Sometimes it's not listed as John 1:12. It'll have a phrase from the song that you have to look up. So it's like, oh, that makes it even more crazy. But like, let's see, open hand, up and down. This can be, you know. Or one song we do, like that. You know, so you'll see. We'll be doing it.
Just things to make it fun.
Yeah, but just the idea is to get familiar with the song and go in there. You know, like you're the leader. You're leading the song, so you've got to know what you're doing. You can't just get up there and, you know, go duh.
And you can't change it every time. It has to be the same all the time.
Right. So I have a list of songs here. From CEF to Jenna Elira and Go Fish and Jumpstart 3. I thought I'd start with a real easy one. It's called Luke 19:10. It's by CEF. But it's listed under For the Son of Man. And I didn't write the words down this. But we do For the Son of Man. I gotta play it. I'm sorry. I'll show you by doing the song. I think I put it on. No, I have the soft songs on right now. I have many, many playlists here, but I just put it here. Luke 19:10. And it'll come up on my Bluetooth. Oh, it starts off with na na na. And they just go like this. Na 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 na. Na na na. But it's kind of fun. It kind of gets loosened up a little bit. And then we do four. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Four. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And then they do. Na, 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 na. You can do that up and down, up and down.
And get some soul.
Right and left. No.
And dance.
Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Oh, now what do they do? They clap here. It's Luke 19:10. Luke 19:10. Luke 19:10. Luke 19:10. And they repeat it. this is one we've been teaching them from Psalm 119. And it's very easy. Keep this with your hook and a young man. Keep this with your hook and a young man. Keep this with your life guardian according to your word. And we do this. Psalm 119 and 10 and 11. Heart, I seek you with my whole heart. I seek you with my whole heart. I seek you, I think I wander from your commandments. And then around the circle. Maybe I go this way. Unwind. Your word in my heart I have stored up. Your word in my heart I have stored up. Your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119:10-11. Very short and sweet. And that's to our memory verses that we're learning right now. So I had to work on those. But those are some simple ones. Then another one. How many of you know He is God by Jan Elira? He is God, the one true God. That one's kind of fun. And simple. I'm giving you the simple before I get to the hard. See, I'm just conditioning you. It's very simple. It's an echo song, too. When there's an echo song, then your class can echo. They can hear it and then do the motions. It kind of makes them not have to think so fast. But we point up there, He is God, the one true God. There's no doubt. I'm going to shout it out. And then He is King, it's probably
one
king.
True king,
the one true King, there's no doubt, I'm going to shout it out. Come and see what God has done, all the wonders under the sun. Come and see what God will do, He's alive in me and you. And it's a fun, I love Jana Lyra, she's got some very sweet songs,
Mary Rice
a lot of fun.
And Jana Lyra.
Yeah.
The old days, Mary Rice Hopkins and Janet.
Oh, yeah. I play them in the nursery.
You have a forest home.
Even Steve Green, I play in the nursery. It's like, I love these old
Steve
scripture
Green.
Songs. Yeah, Steve Green. Okay, so here it is. We'll do it. Let's stand up. I'll break it up a little. I don't want to bother the class, so.
He is God.
He is God.
The one true God. There's no doubt, I'm going to shout it out,
He is King,
the one true King,
whoops, sorry.
There's no doubt, I'm going to shout it out, come and see what God has done, all the wonders under the sun, come and see what God can do, He's alive. In me and you.
See, some of you, this is a new song. You already know the words.
He is God, the one true God. There's no doubt. I'm going to shout it out. He is King, the one true King. There's no doubt. I'm going to shout it out. Come and see what God has done. All the wonders under the sun. Come and see what God can do. He's alive in me and you.
And then it goes on. Oh, we got to try out.
Okay. Shut the door on us.
Yeah. That's okay. Just.
We're a little busy.
Okay. We can leave that one open. I wonder if we should put the air on.
It's okay. Wow.
Is it okay?
Okay,
have a seat.
Half
hour. Yeah, we gotta get going here. Okay, so let me do a Jumpstart 3 song now. I always do John 3:16. I want to do Psalm 119:105.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is your word. So your word is a lamp to my feet, and then it goes, oh, a light on my path. do a robot thing. So that's fun. We'll
kids
try.
Love that.
Yeah, we'll give this one a try.
Your word is a lamp for my feet.
I think we point up first.
Your word is a lamp for my feet. Your word is a lamp for my feet.
And it repeats, so the kids have got to get it.
Your word is a lamp for my feet.
Here comes the fun part.
Whoa, a light on my path. Whoa, a light on my path. Your word is a lamp for my feet. 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 Whoa, a light on my path. Whoa, a light on my path.
They like it. I feel stupid doing it.
Your word is a lamp for my feet. Your word is a lamp for my feet.
Repeat so much, it's ridiculous.
Your word is a lamp for my feet.
But they gotta get it in their heart.
Your word is a lamp for my feet.
Ready?
Whoa, a light on my path. Whoa, a light on my path. Whoa, a light on my path. Whoa, a light on my path.
Good job, Cloud. But that's the kind of music Jumpstart has. It's lively,
yeah.
It's fun, it's innovative, and some of the things that they do are a little bit hard for me to do, you know, because you know, they have these young people doing these, you know, things like that. And it's just not me in the bus, you know, so I usually follow the bus. Thanks. But you know, I try to just do something else, you know, not get too crazy.
Look at this arrow thing. Does it say light?
That's the path.
Just the path.
That's the path.
This is
the path.
Yes.
This is the light.
What is the light?
Light is this.
Maybe that.
Light would be.
Light. Yeah, I guess light would be more like that. Yeah. Okay, maybe I'm doing it wrong.
I'll do it like this light.
And then this is the path.
Yeah.
This is, the path.
I just can hear the light. I know it's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you'd think the kids would get dispersed after repeating it,
repeating it.
That's what they have to do.
They do that to us adults, too, at worship.
That's true.
Eight to ten times.
So another one that Jumpstart, we're doing the Ten Commandments right now.
Okay.
And this one is, this one's really, really challenging. It's challenging.
Before you go on to that one?
Yeah.
So if you're starting out and you haven't done this before, would you go over all the words with the kids and the emotions before you start the song, or would you just...
I would.
It helps. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Kind of like you did with us.
Right.
Just kind of go over it, and then all your really quick kids could maybe be in the front helping you.
The ones that catch on, they can be your helpers.
Yeah.
And they'll remember when
they're
you don't.
The words, you know?
Yeah. But this one is kind of a wrap of the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah.
And it is challenging, it's fast, but I just want to show you that it is possible. It is possible. But it starts off the Ten Commandments. So this is like commandments came from above. Follow these instructions, and I don't do all the signs to show God your love. That you can do, you know, show God your love. But it goes so fast. I usually just get to the love, and that's about it. I know, tenderness, it goes fast. Yeah. Here are 10 ways that we can obey. This is the sign for obey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wrong.
God gave us the rules. Jesus showed us the way.
Oh, wow.
And then one says, keep God first and above. So one, this is God, says, keep God first and above. And they do more on the other demo, but that's all I can do. So one says, keep God first and above. Two says, no idols that we should love. Three says, God's name we should respect. This is an R for respect. Four says, on the Sabbath day, rest. Five says, obey your mom and dad. Six, don't kill. This is a symbol for kill. That's very bad. Seven should be heaven for a marriage that's true. Sometimes
I'll say, do that one again.
Okay, seven should be heaven for a marriage that's true. Sometimes I don't get the true in there because it's going so fast. And then eight, oh wait, no stealing for you. This is stealing, just kind of like a hook. You're stealing. So eight, oh wait, so I can think, no stealing for you.
Right.
I kind of like that one. Eight, oh wait. No stealing for you. Nine says, we all need honesty. So this is just honesty.
Honesty.
And then 10 says, no to jealousy. So covetousness is like jealousy, wanting
jealousy,
things that others have.
Hey, that's pretty good. I like that.
So anyway, that's the slow of it. Do you want to hear the fast of it?
That was good. I remember that.
It gets in your blood though. I just listened to it in the car and I just keep saying it over and over to learn it. But this is it. Commandments came from above. Follow these instructions to show God your love. Here are 10 ways that you can obey. God gave us the rules. Jesus showed us the way. One says keep God first and above. Two says the idols we should love. Three says God's way we should respect. Four says on the Sabbath day rest. Five says obey your mom and dad.
Six don't
kill. That's very bad. Seven should be heaven for a marriage that's true.
Eight, oh wait, no stealing for you.
Nine
says we all need honesty.
And ten says no to jealousy. Ten commandments for devils. Follow these instructions to show God your love. Here are 10 ways that we should obey. God gave us the rules, Jesus showed us the way. One says keep God first and above. Two says the idols that we should love. Three says God's way we should respect. And four says on the Sabbath day rest. Five says obey your mom and dad. Six don't kill, that is very bad. Seven should be heaven for a marriage that's true.
And eight, wait, who's doing for you?
Nine
says we all need honesty. And ten says no to
jealousy.
All right. You know what, you got that good.
I told you this fast. And the kids love it. And obey, God gave us the rules, he showed us the way. So you can get that on iTunes, you can listen to it on YouTube also, but it's called Ten Commandments Came From Above.
Okay.
It's not just Ten Commandments, because there's all kinds of Ten Commandments songs.
Yeah,
so it's Ten Commandments Came From Above is their song.
That is really good.
Our kids love it, and you know, when you're working with inner city kids, you know, they like this music.
Sally, when I came last time,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I teach them that way. Yeah, first is you shall have no other gods before me. Two, you shall make yourself a carved image. Three, you should not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Four, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That's a, yeah, that's the way we teach it there. And then where are we? Seven?
Five.
Five. Honor your father and your mother. It's like a honor sign. And then six, we did, you know, you shall not murder. And then seven, we do, it's about marriage, and you're to stay faithful in marriage and stay away from all these other people. You shouldn't date anyone else. You stay faithful in marriage. And then eight was, oh, yeah.
Cut off the fingers.
Right.
Do not steal.
Do not steal. Because in some countries, they actually cut off your fingers when you steal. And nine, my thumb is lying down to remind us we should not lie. See, my thumb is lying down. And ten, don't covet. That's give me, give me, give me, I want.
Jealousy, right?
Yeah, that's for, in this other song, it's jealousy. So anyway, there you have it. You can do with it what you want. I just wanted to introduce it. But one of the songs that our kids really like, and I was going to teach this one today, it's by a group called Go Fish. And you can find this on YouTube. And I do my signs pretty close to what they're doing. Some of I might have done a little bit more just to... but it's very, very, very similar. But remember the song, my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. So this is my God. Well, they go, my God is so big. I'm going to change my motions because this is what they do. My God is so big and so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. But it's not the kiddo one. This is more the rap one. And then it goes, in the beginning, God made everything. God simply spoke and the world came to being. He sent a flood and made everything new. He parted the sea and let his people walk through. He helped a boy bring a giant right down. Joshua marched, the walls fell to the ground. These acts of power are worthy of praise. But if you want to question my God and his ways, I'll look you in the eyes and say, my God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. And then the next verse, it's, though we are sinners, he still gave us worth. God sent his son to live here on the earth. He healed the sick, made blind men see. He let the lame walk, and he set the world free. He died on a cross, and he rose from a grave. He conquered sin. Wait, he conquered sin. He is mighty to save. You went to heaven, and he's coming back. God's word is true. But if it's attacked, I'll look you in the eye and say, my God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. And then the bridge is God, the Spirit, God the Father, God the Son. I always feel self-conscious when I do this around school teachers. One plus one plus one equals one. That's how the song goes. It's like, okay. But we just explain, what is this? It's God. It's a God thing. And then, I want the world to know about my God. I want to live so the whole world can see that my heart is changed, I'm forgiven and new. If people need proof, may they see it in me. And then let's look them in the eye and say, my God is so big and so strong. I got to get used to the new sign. My God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. Let's stand up. We're going to do it. But you know, you may not learn all the verses now, but the main thing that I want my kids to know, and I think for us to know, is that my God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. Oh, here it is. I go fish. You're going to see it.
My God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big and so strong
beginning, God made everything. God simply spoke and the world came to be. He sent a flood and made everything new. He parted the sea and let his people walk through. He helped a boy bring a giant right down. Joshua marched, the walls fell to the ground. These acts of power are worthy of praise. You want to question my God and his ways? I'll look you in the eye, say my God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. Though we are sinners, he still gave us worth. God sent his son to live here on the earth. He healed the sick, he made blind men see. He let the lame walk and he set the world free. He died on a cross and he rose from the grave. He conquered sin, he is mighty to save. He went to heaven and he's coming back. God's word is true, but if it's attack, I'll look you in the eye. My God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do.
Here's the bridge.
God the Spirit, God the Father, God the Son. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. God the Spirit, God the Father, God the Son. 1 + 1 = 1. I want the world to know about my God. I want to live so the whole world can see that my heart is changed, I'm forgiven and new. If people need proof, may they see it in me. Let's look the world in the eye. Let's look them in the eye and say, my God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do.
Do you believe it?
My God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do.
One more time, let me hear you.
My God is so big and so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
It's so fun when you've taught the lessons, too. And then the kids
so
are like,
cool.
Yeah, they know the lessons. Yeah.
Yeah, after that, they don't want to sit down.
But so many kids tell me that's their favorite song.
Yeah.
You know, and we've done John 3:16 too, which is very common. So God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever should believe. How's it going? I can break causes. Not perish,
but have
everlasting life. Yeah, John 3:16, and that's by Jumpstart 3 too. I love these songs, and it's on. I think in the CD that you guys can have today have these songs, and it has John 3:16 on it.
Okay.
I think we're supposed to finish now, but I can give you a quick, just a taste of it. I'll just cut it short because it goes on a couple times.
Books in the Bible.
But the kids like this one too. I think it's on here. We haven't done it for a while. But it's our memory verse we usually do. Oh, it is. Here it is.
Books in the Bible.
Oh, it's got a little rap at the beginning of it too. You've heard this verse about 1,000 times. You can't get mad that it's stuck in your mind. It's about God's love for you.
You've heard this verse about 1,000 times. You can't get mad that it's stuck in your mind. It's about God's love for you and me. So let's sing it. Let's sing John 3:16.
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal. God think about that. What is eternal life? That's forever and ever. Helps to get the word of God in their hearts. We do a lot of them, as you can see on this, well, in the CD. We did Ephesians 1 this year. I just didn't have the right page. Ephesians 1, which was, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. I got that from Jumpstart 3, too. And that helped us to memorize that. I've always wanted to memorize that one.
Tell everybody how many verses your kids learn every year.
They learn about 25 verses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We give them 25 verses to learn during the school year.
Amazing.
From the end of October to, well, the third week of October to the third week of May. Yeah. And songs help. And there's not a song for every verse, but I try to set up the verses so there is some kind of a song, either through CEF or Seeds. I think Seeds Family has some good songs. And Jen and Lyra and Jumpstart 3. And I like to support Jeff McCullough. So if you can buy it, I don't think I gave the price, but it's $15 to get the whole package song. You know, I've bought quite a few of them just because I like to teach other people about it. And he knows I do this. And I like to support him. He's had cancer this past year, thyroid cancer, and he's with no health insurance, so he really needs our support. Yeah. So go to his website and listen to his testimony too. He's a kind of a heavy guy, and he's got a red mohawk. He's really funny.
Wow.
But I was at a conference at Steph's church several years ago. Well, probably 10 years ago or so. And I heard this music, and it was scripture music. And I'm like, what is that? You know, and I found out it was Jumpstart 3. And I was just attracted to it, and I thought, wow, I like that. My kids would like that. So I've been doing it ever since, learning songs and getting stretched. I'll be on the treadmill, you know, listening to songs, doing signs. I just don't have a mirror. It's in my garage, my garage. But anyway, I'm passionate about teaching kids scripture songs and just getting them singing about God.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, even the seniors, the Alzheimer's people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You can do a good news cover in an Alzheimer's home and they love it.
Yeah.
I think you might like this, but Art Linkletter went in and he was singing to them and then he passed. Not too many happy things happened in an Alzheimer's home, but he went up this, you love this story, he went up this lady, he passed out his picture before he left, you know, Art Linkletter and kids say the darndest thing.
Yeah.
And she was looking at the picture and he was looking at me, sweet little lady, like blue eyes, white hair. She'd look at the picture, she'd look at me, she'd look at the picture, she'd look at me, and then I leaned over to her and I said, now, do you know who I am? And she looked at the picture, she looked at me, she says, no, but if you go to the front desk, they'll tell you.
That's okay.
Isn't that cute?
Oh, I know. That's sweet.
That's a true story from our I love
you. So anyway, God bless you all. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.
And take a free CD, or as many as you want.
That's Jeff McCullough.
Well, no, it's not just Jeff. It's a conglomeration of songs that we use, sample songs, and do not duplicate for teaching purposes, teaching your kids. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally.
Well, I'm going to find out how her husband is.
Oh,
she did.
Yeah, I just found that out. I think it's just a week. She's John's cousin. So I called and I had invited her here. So much is happening.
They have some very, very random songs, like very random verses. Like one of them is, he will sustain you with raisins, which is an actual verse in Song of Solomon. And then some of them are the much more common, like, you're a city on a hill, or you are God's
Give her a little time, though.
But, yeah. Hey, I wanted to tell you.
mentioned in the first class this morning about Brother Andrew.
Oh,
I have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 6-year-old, and we just read through as a real app with our family, God Smuggler. Oh my gosh, they are so
But the young ones aren't available, but it's good to see the young teachers here.
Oh, so that one is done?
Yeah, I didn't know which one that was.
Right, this one is, I think.
That was in this class.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so this one, we take it home. This
okay,
is,
okay.
So I took that one already.
Yeah.
Huh?
She's coming through.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh,
sorry.
It's okay.
Hello. Catch me.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I got
yeah,
these two.
Oh,